key votes in the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. One keeps the government funded for another week so lawmakers can keep working on a bigger spending bill to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year. As for the other bill, which the House already had passed,
the yeas are 83, the nays are 11.
Approving an $858 billion defense funding bill.
It includes a 4.6% pay hike for troops and rescinds the vaccine mandate. Thousands of military members were fired under the military's COVID-19 vaccine policy implemented in August 2021. But the Senate voted down an amendment that would have reinstated those who were fired for refusing the vaccine.
That's Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Republicans take over control of the House in the next Congress. And a new Fox poll finds a majority of voters support the GOP's plan to probe
President Joe Biden's son Hunter and his financial dealings in foreign countries, as well as look into January 6th. 69% think it's important that Congress and the Justice Department investigate January 6th. 72% think it's important to investigate Hunter Biden.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The poll also finds only 43% approve of the job President Biden's doing. But a majority of Democrats want him to run again. Two-thirds of Republicans are glad former President Trump is running again. 3 years after a black man died while being arrested near Monroe, Louisiana, five white police officers are charged, facing negligent homicide and other counts. Police initially had said Ronald Green died in a car crash after a high-speed chase.
Associated Press did an investigation and found evidence of a cover-up. They obtained police body cam footage that showed state troopers swarming Green's car, and white officers were seen beating, stunning, and dragging Green by ankle shackles.
Fox's Jill Nato. Russia keeps targeting Ukraine infrastructure, launching dozens of missiles today, though Ukraine says it shot most down. Those that hit damaged 9 power facilities, electricity knocked out in Kyiv. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Elon Musk is stirring things up again on Twitter, suspending the accounts of some journalists, claiming they violated policy by reporting on the user who's been removed from Twitter that tracks the location of Musk's private jet.
Now, Musk said they'd actually stay off the platform for 7 days, although he's the guy who owns the shop. He can always change his mind. Let me share some of the tweets that we've been watching. He said they posted my exact real-time location, basically assassination coordinates, in obvious direct violation of Twitter terms of service. He later tweeted this: if anyone posted real-time locations and addresses of New York Times reporters, FBI would be investigating. There'd be hearings on Capitol Hill, and Biden would give speeches about the end of democracy.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The Washington Post, defending its suspended reporter, says what Musk did undermines his claim that he intends to run Twitter as a platform for free speech. On Wall Street, more selling is brewing. Dow futures down almost 400 points after plunging over 700 yesterday on recession fears. On Thursday night football, the 49ers beat the Seahawks 21-13.
With the win, San Francisco clinched the NFC West division crown, making the Niners the first team to clinch a division title this season. Brock Purdy with a pair of touchdown passes to George Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey had over 100 yards rushing and a touchdown for San Francisco. The Niners came into the game with the number one scoring defense in the NFL, and they held Seattle to two field goals and a fourth quarter touchdown pass by Geno Smith. The 49ers have now won 7 straight and are 10-4 on the season. Seattle drops to 7-7 and is now a game out of the final wild card spot in the NFC. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
In the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies won their seventh straight game to take over the top spot in the Western Conference, blowing out the Milwaukee Bucks by 41 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.